I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. February 7th will be the next new episode of 24 Frames on Channel 5. For that show, I did a feature story on the Saturday Evening Post exhibit at the Texas Tech Museum. For those not familiar, the Saturday Evening Post roots go all the way back to Benjamin Franklin and the Pennsylvania Gazette. That paper, started by Franklin in 1729, became the Saturday Evening Post in 1821. Each issue featured fiction, journalism, cartoons, and poetry. The Post was a staple in American households all throughout the late 1800s and throughout most of the early 1900s. In the 50s and 60s, the readership began a sharp decline, mostly due to the fact that the magazine was expensive to produce and people's attention began to turn towards television. A big part of the magazine's expenses were the lofty and detailed illustrations that were commissioned for the cover art. Some of the artists include John Clymer, N.C. Wyeth, and Norman Rockwell. The exhibit at the Texas Tech Museum features the original artwork that became the covers of the Post, and both the paintings and the covers are on display. I was blown away by not only the beauty of each painting, but also the size. There was no set template or dimensions for each cover, and so they vary on each piece. This was also my first encounter with original Norman Rockwell artwork. While I won't pretend to be an art historian, I find it fascinating that some critics penalize him for his precision, attention to detail, and nostalgic imagery. I find all three of those elements not only endearing, but inspiring as well. For instance, the painting that features a political poster with the candidate proudly smiling and the actual candidate slumped down in front of the poster with a look of exhaustion and consternation on his face tells an entire narrative story in one single frame, one single painting. The exhibit runs throughout February at the Texas Tech Museum, and I recommend you go by and take a look for yourself. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.